Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
In today's Champions Trophy Group B clash, South Africa have reached 234 for 9 in 50 overs against Pakistan. The day-night game is nicely set up thanks to Hashim Amla's 81, and both sides know that the loser faces an almost certain early exit from the competition. West Indies wicketkeeper Dinesh Ramdin has been found guilty of conduct contrary to the spirit of the game, and he's been fined and banned after he claimed a catch that wasn't cleanly taken against Pakistan last week. He pleaded not guilty to the charge at an ICC hearing today, but was nevertheless found guilty of a level 2 breach of the code of conduct. He's been fined 100% of his match fee and banned for 2 ODIs. Tilakarani Dilshan and Mahela Jayawardena, both former captains of Sri Lanka, have been reprimanded by the ICC for excessive appealing. They were both reported by the on-field umpires following Sri Lanka's one-wicket defeat to New Zealand in the Champions Trophy in Cardiff yesterday. The pair pleaded guilty to a level 1 breach of the code of conduct and were charged with excessive and prolonged appealing. The BCCI has concluded its working committee meeting held in the wake of the most recent developments in the Indian Premier League spot-fixing scandal. Rajasthan Royals co-owner Raj Kundra has been suspended after he admitted placing bets on IPL matches, and the BCCI has expressed a commitment to clean up Indian cricket. They also confirmed that an Indian team will tour Zimbabwe later this year in July and August. Following the decision last week of N. Srinivasan to step aside as BCCI president, he has been removed from the three-man commission that was set up to investigate Chennai Super Kings official Gurunath Mayappan, as well as the owners of both the Chennai and Rajasthan Royals franchises. There are three new faces in England women's 15-player squad for 2 one-day internationals and 2 2020 international matches against Pakistan. 17-year-old Natasha Farrant from Kent, Surrey's Natalie Skiver and Yorkshire's Lauren Winfield have received their first call-ups to the England women's squad for the 2 ODIs and 2 2020s, which get underway on the 1st of July.